keeps getting represented in a different thing, in a more glossy picture, and a this and a that, and circles and arrows and all the aerial photography. I understand that. I bought this land just coming up on 4 years ago specifically because it was out there in the middle of nowhere and there was minimal invasion of traffic and strangers. Okay, it was people traveling up and down that road to go somewhere else or to go home. I don't have any problem with his family either, him or his family either, using that land to do what they want to on there. But it's the introduction of constant flow of overturn of new people into this property, leading, it's the camel getting its nose under the tent. There's already been one, and at least another one that I know of, wanting to do the same thing. So the next thing is going to happen is there's going to be business after business after business out there. And I bought land specifically because of the rural location, the neighbors, friendliness of the neighbors, the willingness to help each other, talk to each other, ask each other questions about what's going on. Hey, I'm going to be target hunting out on my land, so you might hear some shots today. I'll get a phone call, you know, saying that. Okay, fine, I'll do the same thing. Or, hey, we're going to be burning today. You know, things like that. But I have had nothing from this person here that has reached out to me, and that's why I have objections to that and the influx of business and strangers. So that's what I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak on this matter?
Has spoken for us. The only thing I would like to give, we do have a list of people that are opposed to this, and I just wanted to present that.
Okay. And if whenever you ask your question, if you could ask, he says he's going to have a gathering, and like how many people are we talking about? That's not really, I mean, we've talked about how many is going to be in the overnight units, but how many people are going to be, you know, coming there together? I don't think we really, I'm not clear on how what that amount would be. So maybe that could be cleared up whenever you ask the question. So that's all I have.
Okay. Thank you. Would you like to come back forward, please?
Yes, sir.
If you have any, you want to address any of the concerns that's presented or have something more you want to say?
I will. I can answer that last question. With the septic permit I've obtained and what we're working on, it gives me the max amount of people that I can have out there that make sure we can serve with water will be 60 people. That's just the max, you know, for fire code and everything and stuff like that. So that is the answer to that at least. But obviously that's, we have two people for a couple yurts and just serving a couple groups. And then that group retreat. But I did just want to open it up to see if there were any questions from the board at all regarding this project or any thoughts or concerns or questions.
So did I understand you correctly that in your presentation, didn't you say you were going to go ahead and do this even if you have to rent it for 30 days to get the monthly rental, which really is not covered under the one?
It's I would be able to do these monthly rentals right
so,
now.
So I mean, basically you've already built your building, your apartments. If we don't pass this, you're going to forge ahead and do this either way.
Yes, sir. It's been a project I've been working on for a year now, and it's something I just wanted to make sure was done right is why I moved out onto the land last March at this time. But right now, it would be moving ahead as a monthly because this is our funding venture now to be able to grow this homestead, and this will be my life. Being out there and doing that. So it will be monthly, but it wouldn't be able to obtain the same kind of thing. Again, we wouldn't be able to host the classes the same.
Rental versus monthly rental.
There is a different in, there is a very big difference in income, yes. But the biggest difference really is the maintenance and upkeep understanding of it. Anyone can have a monthly renter out there, but that is a lot harder to find nowadays where someone's really going to keep their place maintained and really make sure it's good. And by doing it nightly, I really want to be able to have a good presentation and share it more than just someone being there. Yes, sir.
Does anyone else on the board have any questions or comments on this project? George, you look like you about to say something.
Everybody knows how I feel. There's been some discussion whether or not I should be on the board while you all are having your presentation. I don't care for nightly rentals in areas where there aren't any. A good example is the southern gentleman that spoke. Every conditional use permit is supposed to be heard on its own merit. That's good. In reality, when someone comes in with a nightly rental, as a general rule, somebody's going to ask, are there any more out there? And if there's one a half a mile away, we can't turn him down because there's already one there. You know, you've got roads, people worried about other people showing up, you've got strangers, you've got all these things to go on. But at the bottom, at the end of the day, it's whether or not it's compatible with the area. And if we approve yours, when this man shows up, we're going to have to approve his. Now, there may be somebody here saying, oh, no, you don't have to do it. We can turn him down. We can turn the next guy down.
Right.
But the next guy's going to go to the Board of Adjustments and say he got his permit.
Right, but just as you said, they'll each be held under their individual merit each time. So this is still taken as a very separate case, because that's why this zoning permit is what it is and allow it where it can happen. Yes, compatibility is an issue, and I think I've solved compatibility. When you come out there, first off, no one even knows what's going on out there. No one's been affected. There's no noise problems, there's no site problems, and nothing's been happening. I've been working out there for a year now, and unless you drive past first on that Fairview Church Road enough, you would have no idea anything's happening. I've got semi trucks, I've got big trucks, I've got deliveries, but it just happens just as every other day would. The same reason, there will be no impact brought to this area, not just for the way the sites have been administered to be held without site and noise amendments, but this is something that I know you say monthly would just be kind of okay, but I do think that creates issue, especially with traffic and noise and stuff. Someone that lives there is going to be in and out almost as much as they have to be, especially if they're working around and stuff. But you get nightly renters out there, and I'm able to encourage an experience and a lifestyle that you can attain to. This is something where I can share this experience and give back to my community. But yes, community has to be brought. I have to earn that first. So that's what I am doing right now. I'm building my respect. I'm building what I can build as for myself. And as I figure that out, I will share and develop and ask for teachings. But
you were here once before, right?
Yes, sir. Last August.
Okay. And the difference between then and now is you're just scaling it way down.
Well, correct, very much. In the very first
I remember you being here before.
Yes, sir.
And all those things you said about when you were trying to do the quite a bit higher density, mm-hmm, are kind of the same things you're saying now.
And the density was, and you're right, I had thrown out 25 to be the max there. I was originally asking for 7 when I had come into that meeting, but we had discussed that I was advised to go ahead and ask for my max number that I could see in 20 to 25 years. And so that was what you saw me pull out right there. This is a scaled down version, asking for that start, wanting to prove myself, this project, this notion, everything about it. That's why I'm only asking for 5 nightly rentals. That's why I've made sure to compromise that area or comprise that area to make sure I'm surrounded and governed by at least 10 acres of my own land all around. And this is something I'm just asking for a chance. The only reason that first one was turned down because I didn't have support, because I didn't expect negligence, because I had spoken to my family all around the area, which you could see is that's all I'm surrounded by. Yes, people showed up, and I was the only one, so it was a comfort of opposition. However, in this one right now, this is a brand new presentation, a brand new slate in which I was confined my project with all the findings, results, concerns, comments, anything that's gone on since that August 14th date. This is the result you have. This is my way to compromise, give my willingness, and I promise you that if anyone is to do this and you're looking for nightly rentals to go, I promise you I'm the one you want running them. I care about this land, and that's why I'm doing this. I want to grow this homestead to teach and share this knowledge, not just necessarily the ridge itself and what the family is. I want people to understand this in these classes and be able to do it for themselves. So if anyone wants to do this, I promise you can believe in me.
Anybody else got any questions or comments on this before we
take a vote? So if you did get approved and it worked out well, are you going to come back in 2 years for 10 more sites?
No, sir. The max I really see on anything would be 15. If I came back again, I would ask for 5 more, or it would be just a next project, you know. But then again, that gets to be served on its own merit. That's at its own time, as approved, and whatever's going on. I might not. I might be okay just with this, but even if that comes down to it, that's just a case of another permit, and that's my right.
I want you to understand, I have no personal animus for this at all. I turn off toward my place before I get to the church, and it was suggested that some people had suggested that I should step back off the board and speak as a private individual. If I did, I would be speaking more than I am now. But I'm the representative of Big Creek Township. This is Big Creek Township. And I need to represent everybody in Big Creek. You're in Big Creek. I appreciate what you want to do, but I can't in good conscience vote to put the camel's nose under the tent flap.
I respect your own. Yes, sir.
So.
Anything else?
You mentioned a chef, if you have a chef.
Yes.
Are you looking at or anticipating any other employees?
Not at the first. And really, the only time I would add in employees would really just be for events, classes, or say I brought in like a massage therapist to stay on site for a month. But my goal is to really incorporate traveling workers in a way where I could have a massage therapist, someone that wants to run a class, or specifically and most dedicatedly a chef that wants to come out and just cook for a month. I'm going to let them stay there, and then they can serve all the guests for that. So that's the encouragement of putting that room in the building in there, but honing in on the kitchen, because when you're out there, I'm not trying to get you to leave to go back into town, because the first food is 20 minutes away. So the very first thing, I have a worker in 2 weeks coming out that will be my full-time chef for this first year and a half before we look into anything else.
Scott, we're looking at NR1, nightly rental. So all this event stuff, is that part of our consideration?
No, you're looking at a conditional use permit. It'll be specific to what he's asking.
NR1 plus specific.
No, there's no rezone. This is a conditional use permit.
Conditional use permit, I'm sorry. And for all these individual things.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, you can put conditions on certain uses. You can approve part of the uses and not the other. I mean, it's specific. Whatever you guys would approve is what that permit's going to say, if you approve anything.
Well, I can certainly see a lot of the difference in what you're asking for this time and what you're asking for last time.
Yes, sir.
And I do see that there has been a lot of work and a lot of thought gone
it's
into
been my
this
full-time job,
for
sir.
You to come back before us. It don't sound anything like it did before to me.
No. So can we do a conditional use permit and for 5 sites, and that's it?
Yeah.
And not the retreat?
No, all that as well, but I mean, that's it forever, 5 sites?
Well, he'd have to come back and ask for more. I mean, that would be what he'd be limited to. He'd have a decision of record of you guys' decision tonight, and if it said 5, that'd be his maximum.
But he could come back.
Anybody could always come back on those conditional use.
Right.
But it does not rezone the parcel. It's only a conditional use permit on A1, yeah.
Well, are we at the point where someone would be willing to make a motion one way or the other?
Well, we have to make a motion to approve.
That's right. So would...
what's going on with that? There has to be a motion to approve it.
Yes, sir.
We make a motion to deny it, and if it fails, well, that doesn't necessarily mean it gets approved. So we make a motion to approve, and then it either passes or fails.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
in that motion to approve it, is that where it has to have the conditions?
Yes, you'll have to specify that.
You vote your conscience.
Well, no, I'm going to bring it to the floor.